This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 92 of Happier, Elizabeth and I interviewed Manoush Zomorodi, the host and managing editor of the terrific podcast Note to Self, which is the tech show about being human. And Manoush has a fascinating book coming out soon called Bored and Brilliant, How Spacing Out Can Unlock Your Most Productive and Creative Self. And I was so excited to read The Galley because this is a subject that has interested me for a long time, which is, what is the role of boredom in creativity? And in that book, she tells the most wonderful story that illustrates the importance of boredom. So this is about J.R.R. Tolkien, and I'm a huge, crazy, raving fan of children's literature. And J.R.R. Tolkien, of course, is the author of The Hobbit and then The Fellowship of the Ring trilogy, which are these wonderful, wonderful books, wonderful movies. They're for adults, they're for children, they're towering classics of world literature. So how did these books come to be written? Well, she tells the story that in the early 1930s, J.R.R. Tolkien was professor of Anglo-Saxon at Oxford, and he was making extra money by grading papers. And anyone who has ever had to grade papers know that this is a very boring and arduous task to do. So he's grading away, and he comes upon a blank page, a page that the student has not written on. And on that page, he wrote, kind of out of nowhere, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And almost 10 years after he wrote that first line, he completed the book, The Hobbit. And that line is indeed the first line of that novel. And after his publisher asked him for a sequel, he went on to write the rest of the trilogy about The Lord of the Rings. And it's just a great example of, you know, you might be bored out of your mind, but that might be the very thing that sparks the creativity that's going to transform your life. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.